And I'm Mackenzie Bates for Alabama Public Radio News. A federal judge has stayed the execution of an Alabama inmate who was scheduled to be put to death on Thursday. U.S. District Judge W. Keith Watkins on Tuesday granted an emergency stay for Tommy Arthur. The death row inmate is challenging Alabama's new execution drug combination as potentially cruel and unusual punishment. That's because it uses the same chemicals used in botched executions in other states. Esther Brown is the executive director of Project Hope. She supports an end to the death penalty.
We have no right to kill. That's the long and the short of it. And in this particular case, we know nothing about the protocol. We have no idea what happens to the individual. There is meant to be a hearing in May on the protocol. So what's the hurry?
Alabama has not had an execution since 2013 because of a shortage of lethal injection drugs. Arthur would have been the first inmate to be put to death on a new drug combination. Arthur has been on death row since 1983 for the contract killing of Muscle Shoals businessman Troy Wicker in 1982. And the legal wrangling over same-sex marriage continues a full week after gay couples began marrying in Alabama. Lawyers have asked a federal judge to direct Attorney General Luther Strange to block an effort before the Alabama Supreme Court to keep weddings on hold. The court is considering a request by two conservative groups to direct probate judges to stop issuing the marriage licenses to gay couples. Lawyers for gay couples and a probate judge on Tuesday asked U.S. District Judge Callie Grenade to direct Strange to step in and dismiss the effort. Randall Marshall, the legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Alabama, says the attorney general has the ability to control all civil litigation brought in the name of the state. Strange's office did not immediately comment. And today is the final day of Mardi Gras festivities, and a number of events are scheduled along the Gulf Coast. French settlers in Mobile established the first organized Mardi Gras celebration in what would become the United States back in 1703. Scott A. Kirkland is the curator at the History Museum of Mobile. He says there are two sides to the Fat Tuesday celebration.
There's a public side that is quite open and quite elaborate, and then there's a side that's equally as elaborate and just really ties back into some of the original ideas of the societies and the different orders that they had.
Four parades are scheduled for Mobile throughout the day. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.